Thank you all and welcome. As David kindly pointed out, my name is Greg Creasy and the pronunciation is perfect. I'm a director and I'm the interim CEO of Habitat for Humanity Australia. It's my pleasure to welcome you to the 2014 Shelter Forum. I wish to acknowledge the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders as the traditional custodians of our land and the Gadigal of the Eora Nation as the traditional custodians of this place and pay my respects to their elders both past and present. Before we proceed a bit further, I have just one other administrative announcement. David asked you to put the phones on silent, but those people that can multitask, I suggest that you blog, tweet, post onto Facebook whatever you want about the forum so that we can start getting the message out early. The Shelter Forum is the second of what is planned to be an annual event for the Shelter Group. The Shelter Group was formed in 2011 by a number of like-minded Australian-based development and humanitarian organisations engaging in shelter programming. They share lessons, encourage innovative practice, build collaborative partnerships, and leverage resources and advocate for the importance of shelter. The Shelter Reference Group is an ACFID working group and it receives support from ACFID. The ACFID Shelter Group is currently convened by those people down the bottom of our notice there. It's convened by Habitat and its members are Architects Without Borders, Australian Red Cross, Caritas, Child Fund, Engineers Without Borders and World Visions. And technical support and advice is given by RMIT and Partner Housing. I'd like to thank the Forum Committee of RMIT, Engineers Without Borders and my colleagues at Habitat for Humanity Australia for all the work in putting together this forum. The work is clearly not done in isolation and the Shelter Reference Group is appreciative of the funding for this forum by the Australian Government through the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. Participants today come from all sectors, including government organisations, aid organisations, academia, but none are more important than those committed individuals from foundations, trusts and corporations, some of whom are seated here today, that share our goals and allow us to put our work into practice. We sincerely thank you. The Shelter Reference Group held its first Shelter Reference Forum approximately 10 months ago in June 2013. The focus for the event was the importance of shelter, meeting the challenges of urbanisation and climate change, with the aim to discuss the importance of shelter, particularly in relation to the urbanising world, slum settlements and climate change. We heard about the extent of disasters and their increasing impact on the world's poor. We extend the original work today and delve deeper into the issues and problems. So, what are the problems and what is the extent of that problem? If we look at the world today, 50% of the world's population, roughly 3.5 billion, live in urban areas. Approximately 1 billion of these live in slums, and the figure is growing daily. Over the next 30 years, trends indicate that the vast majority of urban population growth will occur in cities of developing countries. So if we look into Asia on our doorstep, where urbanisation is occurring most rapidly, the cities there will need to absorb 120,000 new residents each day. That represents approximately 20,000 housing units each day, and much of this growth is going to be in urban slums. Faced with such challenges, organisations in the development arena change and respond. I know from the work that we are doing at Habitat for Humanity, our 2014 strategic plan clearly states we must do more, we must do it faster, we must do it with more impact, and we must work with others to expand reach and depth. The plan is driven to achieve this. It's interesting that now in Medellin, Colombia, the World Urban Forum is concluding, where, as an aside, several Habitat for Humanity International executives are participating. This is significant as the World Urban Forum will be central in feeding into the preparation process for the post-2015 development agenda. With regard to that agenda, we've had concerns that slums and urbanisation have been underrepresented in the discussions. Yeah, it's particularly when we see that the Millennium Development Goals progress reports continue to claim that improving the lives of 100 million people in slums is a success story. I suppose in some ways it is a success story. However, what we have seen is that between 2010, the absolute number of people living in slums has increased significantly. So we're hoping that the 100 million success doesn't deflect attention for those post-2015 goals. We'll look with interest to the output of that forum. But back to today in our shelter forum. The focus for this year is land tenure and security, the impact on the global housing crisis. We're fortunate today to have seven presenters: Professor Daniel Fitzpatrick, Victoria Stoddart, Joanna Brugman, Ruth Kesterman, Eve Bonacar, Aruna Paul, and Luke Miller. There's a temptation now for me to borrow from the presentations that I've seen and preview some of the key points and give you a bit of an outline for the day. I'll resist it, and I think it's far better for you to hear from the speakers themselves. We'll put all those words into their context. Welcome to the Shelter Forum. I hope you find the day informative and thought-provoking. Next on the agenda is our keynote address by Professor Daniel Fitzpatrick, who will present today trends and challenges for land tenure in Asia Pacific, their impact on the global housing crisis. I'll give you a short bio. Professor Daniel Fitzpatrick writes on property rights in a development context. In 2007, he won the Hart Article Prize from the UK Socio-Legal Association for an article entitled "Evolution and Chaos in Property Rights Systems: The Third World Tragedy of Contested Access." He has published in the Yale Law Journal, Law and Society Review, the Yale Journal of International Law, and Law and Society Inquiry. He has been a global visiting professor at New York University School of Law, 2011, a visiting professor at the National University of Singapore, 2006 to 2009, a visiting professor at the University of Munster in 2002, a distinguished visitor at the University of Toronto, 2007, and currently he's Australian Research Council Future Fellow, 2012-2016. Professor Fitzpatrick has extensive experience in the public policy of property rights and development. He was the UN Land Rights Advisor in the post-conflict East Timor 2000 and post-tsunami Aceh 2005-2006. He is the primary author of the UN's Land and Disasters Guidance for Practitioners 2010. He has undertaken professional consultancies on law and development with the World Bank, AusAid, and the Asian Development Bank, Oxfam International, the OECD, UNDP, and UN Habitat. His work with AusAid includes co-authoring the 2008 Making Land Work Report for the Asia Pacific Land Program. In 2011, he established the Masters in Law, Governance and Development at Australian National University. Please make welcome Professor Daniel Fitzpatrick.